SF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, Community Relations Specialist, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. Up first is a USF St. Pete staff spotlight. Samantha Fiore, a USF advisor on the Pinellas Access to Higher Education team, has accepted a new role as Assistant Director of St. Petersburg Alumni Engagement with the USF Alumni Association. A familiar face to many students and families, Sam will now focus on cultivating alumni connections, overseeing the Bulls and Brews annual event to raise student scholarships, and supporting the USF Pinellas Alumni Chapter. Samantha will also work across the university to connect alumni with opportunities to engage with the St. Petersburg campus and the broader USF community. Stay tuned for new exciting opportunities for USF St. Pete alumni. As Hurricane Idalia rapidly intensified from a Category 1 to a Category 4 in just 24 hours before hitting Florida's Big Bend in August 2023, scientists at USF's College of Marine Science began asking why. A new study points to a surprising factor: fresh water from rivers. A massive plume stretching from Mississippi to the Florida Keys created a layer of low-density, low-salinity surface water that prevented the usual ocean mixing driven by wind. This allowed warm surface waters, key storm fuel, to remain intact, contributing to Idalia's explosive growth. The findings shed new light on why rapid intensification remains difficult to predict, despite advances in hurricane modeling. Researchers say that integrating river plume data into forecasts could be critical, especially as recent storms like Ian, Milton, and Helene have followed similar rapid intensification patterns. USF oceanographer Tuan Minh Hu, one of the study's authors, emphasizes that accurate forecasting saves lives and that understanding the role of river plumes may help coastal communities better prepare for the next big storm. In collaboration with the Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg, the St. Petersburg Library System and USF Libraries have created and published two free online courses called Data is for Everyone and Finding Reliable Data. Both are free, take about an hour, and are available online. These resources are part of St. Petersburg Data Literacy for Community Action, or DLCA, a community-based project focusing on educating our community and nonprofit leaders on understanding, finding, and using data to make positive policy changes in our local community. Focusing on data related to health behaviors, clinical care, social economic factors, and physical environment, a collaborative team of educators are working with the community to begin a process of understanding and using data effectively. The free courses can be found at guides.lib.usf.edu/DLCA. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay!